Today's scripture is from John chapter 21, verses 4 through 14. When the sun came up, Jesus was standing on the beach, but they didn't recognize him. Jesus spoke to them, "Good morning, did you catch anything for breakfast?" They answered, "No." He said, "Throw the net off the right side of the boat and see what happens." They did what he said. All of a sudden, there were so many fish in it, they weren't strong enough to pull it in. Then the disciple Jesus loved said to Peter, "It's the master." When Simon Peter realized that it was the master, he threw on some clothes, for he was stripped for work, and dove into the sea. The other disciples came in by boat, for they weren't far from land, 100 yards or so, pulling along the net full of fish. When they got out of the boat, they saw a fire laid with fish and bread cooking on it. Jesus said, "Bring some of the fish you've just caught." Simon Peter joined them and pulled the net to shore, 153 big fish. And even with all those fish, the net didn't rip. Jesus said, "Breakfast is ready." Not one of the disciples dared ask, "Who are you?" They knew it was the master. Jesus then took the bread and gave it to them. He did the same with the fish. This was now the third time Jesus had shown himself alive to the disciples since being raised from the dead.
There are two main things to being a Christian. We've talked about this many, many times. One aspect of being a Christian, and the aspect of being a Christian, as a person of faith, is our connection with God. We are connected to our Creator. We're not meant to be distant from God. God is not on a throne somewhere looking down on us from a distance just to see what happens. God is connected with us. He is our Creator. He is in covenant with us. That's recorded throughout Scripture, all the way back from Abraham. And God would not just look down upon us. He came to be with us in the form of Jesus Christ. And in the Holy Spirit, even in this very moment, God is here with us. And we stay connected with God primarily through prayer. Scripture reading is a big part of that. Exploring the Scriptures, that's actually part of prayer because the Spirit speaks to us through the Scripture. As a people of prayer, as a people of the Scriptures, of connected, we stay connected with God. We've talked about that many, many times, that we are a people of prayer connected to our Creator, God, who loves us and is connected with us throughout this life. Now, what does that lead to then? What does that look like then to be a person of faith? And we see that today in the two scriptures that we read. Earlier in our service, we read about this profound moment where Saul, who was as opposed to the church as you could get, who was destroying the church at every opportunity, arresting people, killing people, to destroy this movement, this following of Jesus, meets Jesus on the road to Damascus. Jesus appears to him, says, "Why are you persecuting me?" Changes his whole life. His name is changed to Paul. He becomes the Apostle Paul, very famous person, wrote most of the New Testament. This profound moment happens when he meets Jesus. And that is part of the Christian life. That's part of the spiritual life, are the profound moments of life, the life-altering moments that come because we are connected with God. The second scripture we read today, Jesus calls his disciples to the shore after helping them catch a lot of fish and says, "Come eat breakfast." There's nothing more ordinary than that. This is after the resurrection. This is after his death on the cross. This is after his resurrection. This is the third time he appears with them, and he just wants to have breakfast with them. He just wants to gather them around the fire and have bread and fish, which is a pretty ordinary breakfast. Now, something profound happened. They were struggling with the fishing that day, and Jesus told them to cast in their nets, and they caught 153 big fish. But what does he do with that profound moment? Come and have breakfast. Let's just gather together. Let's just be together. The thing about the spiritual life, this connection with God that we have, this life of prayer that we live, is that it is both profound and ordinary. And it's really important as spiritual people to live in both, to experience both. There's a lot of times that people think the spiritual life is only profound moments, that God's not really in the ordinary, that we go through our life and our work, we go through our family life, we do dishes, we take care of kids, we take care of the lawn, we do whatever we do. We catch the tram to go wherever we're going, and we wait for God to do something big and profound in our life. And sometimes maybe we even get frustrated when that doesn't happen, when our life just is ordinary. We're just doing our jobs. We're going to school. We're doing what we do, and we wonder, where is God? Where are the profound moments of my life? Where are these great revelations? Well, sometimes the spiritual life isn't about that. God is in the ordinary. God is in our everyday. God wants to call us together just to have breakfast, as he did with his disciples so long ago. As his disciples today, Jesus would say to us as well, let's have breakfast. Let's just gather around. Let's break some bread. If we miss that Jesus is in the ordinary, we're going to miss a lot of God in our life. If we're waiting only for the profound, we're going to miss a lot of moments with Jesus. It must have been an incredible time after the resurrection to just be around a fire having breakfast with Jesus. Jesus doesn't give them some great and profound insight. He calls out to them and says, breakfast is ready. This is the life of the spiritual person, that even in the most ordinary things of life, the Holy Spirit of God is with us in every moment, and God wants that. He wants to be with us in every moment of life, in our work, in our chores at home, in traveling on the tram, everything that we do. God's Spirit is with us and wants to be with us because the spiritual life is in the ordinary. But if we get accustomed to that and we think, no, this is pretty good. God is always with me. God is with me in my ordinary work. God is with me in my studies in school. God is with me at every meal that I eat. He's with me as I travel. God is always with me, and I can be assured of that. And we may get into this rhythm where we feel like God is with us, and that's good. But God is also the God of the profound. God does bring life-altering moments into our life. God does teach us things that radically impact our thoughts. God brings moments into our life that open up whole new doors, that change our life. And if we believe that God is only in the ordinary, we may resist some of that. We may get into our routine, into our pattern, into our habits, and we just stay there. And we believe that God is there with us, and we're not looking for anything else. But over and over again in the Bible, God shows up to change lives, to do things that are extraordinary, to do things that are powerful, that make an impact on the lives of his people. And we need to look for that. We need to pray for that. We need to expect that God can do powerful things in our life, that God can do powerful things in our churches, that God is there to do the profound, not just the ordinary day to day. If we miss one or the other, we're going to miss a big part of the spiritual life. But most people tend to drift one way or the other. They tend to think God is not in the ordinary. God is only in the profound. God is only in those big, life-altering moments of revelation. Other folks think, well, those things, those big moments, that's for other people. That's for the great spiritual giants. I'm not one of the great spiritual giants. I'm just an ordinary person. So I just want God to be with me in the ordinary. But the scripture shows us God is in both. God is in us, with us in the everyday moments of life. God doesn't just send us out to live life. He's there with us every second, always interacting with us, even in the ordinary things. Jesus just wants to have breakfast with his disciples. And yet God is in those moments that he will appear to us in ways we never expected and change the course of our life, give us insights that we never expected. And we don't need to resist that. It's not just for the spiritual giants of history. It's for God's people today as well, that God can do something profound in the life of God's people. Now, if we begin to understand that God is both, that God is the God of the ordinary day-to-day life, and God is the God of profound moments of revelation, then the advanced version of this is God can be both at the same time. This is a little harder to understand. God can be both profound and ordinary at the same time. In other words, as we are going through our ordinary life, the fact that God is with us makes our ordinary life profound. That every moment of our life is a journey with God. And this is not just an ordinary day-to-day life. When we are a spiritual person, every moment of life is a spiritual walk, a spiritual journey with God. That there is no ordinary, even in this ordinary world. That God is with us at every moment and we never know what path he's going to lead. I've said before, I've worked with many people that have lived many years, and no one has ever come to the end of their life and looked back and said, "Turned out just like I thought it would." No one says that. God's journey with us is always an adventure. What God teaches us, even in our ordinary day-to-day life, is always an adventure. When we are a spiritual person, the ordinary becomes profound. The day-to-day things we do become interactions with God. It becomes profound moments where we just have breakfast with Jesus. Our life itself, every moment, every step, becomes a profound journey. Just think about the time that Jesus was here in this world, in the flesh, that he was in physical form, and the 12 disciples were gathered around him for those 3.5 years or so. If you ask them, how often were you bored when Jesus was here? I bet they said never. How many times do you wish that you could just be somewhere else when Jesus was there? I bet they said never. That the entire journey, every moment, the good times and the bad times, was a profound journey because they were with Jesus. Even in the ordinary, they still traveled in the desert. They still had hot, sandy feet. They still ate ordinary meals. They didn't have a lot of luxuries. And yet it was a profound journey with Jesus. When we are a spiritual person and we understand the Holy Spirit of God is with us, every moment of life is a profound journey. We never know how it's going to turn out, but what we know is that God's going to lead us through it. And there's going to be highs and there's going to be lows. There's going to be great celebrations and there's going to be great struggles and grief. And God is going to lead us through those things. And that becomes a profound journey in the ordinary day-to-day life that we have. On the other side of that, when we are a spiritual person and we're connected with God and we understand that God is in the ordinary and God is in the profound becomes ordinary. We just begin to expect it. We begin to expect that God is a God of miracles. We begin to trust that even when things are hard, God will figure it out. God will lead us the right way. Even when we find ourselves blinded by the life we live, we don't understand which way to turn, we trust. God can figure it out. God can lead us. we begin to expect the profound, that God is going to do something amazing. We don't know when. We don't know exactly what. But the profound becomes an ordinary part of life. The things that we see God do, where some people may think, how did that happen? We just expect it because we follow God. We just know that God is a God of miracles. God is a powerful God. Doesn't mean that we get everything we want in life. It means that God knows the right way to go. And profound, extraordinary things will just happen. We probably all have stories of that, that we may not have known what was happening at the time, but we look back and we think, wow, God really knew what he was doing through that. The people we've met, the turns we took in life that we didn't know were anything special, things that we thought were just ordinary decisions of life, turned out to be something pretty profound. A few years ago, I had a conversation with a friend of mine that I've known for many, many years, and he said, we've got a mission trip to Guatemala in about 3 months, and I want you and Heather to go with us. I said, sure. Then I called Heather, and I said, I just volunteered us to go to Guatemala. That was an interesting conversation. We had never been on a trip like that. We had never done that before, but it seemed like the thing to do. And in the job I was doing at the time, it was pretty ordinary. I was the associate pastor at a church, and I was in charge of missions. I was in charge of leading our church into more mission work. They had not been part of a lot of mission work in many years. And so my job, the new assignment that I had been given, was to help this church become more of a mission church. And so a pretty ordinary part of the job would be go on mission trips. And so I agreed. This person had been on mission trips, many mission trips a year, for 30 years. He knew what he was doing. It was just an ordinary decision. It was just a natural decision to make in the assignment that I had received in my job. And yet that began a series of events that led us to move to Prague. Our first time living outside the U.S. I had no idea when that person said, I'd like you to go to Guatemala with us, how the chain of events would lead to this opportunity to live here and work with you and to do something that I believe is a powerful ministry here in this place. I didn't know that was going to happen. It was just an ordinary part of the job. And yet God is profound in the ordinary. When we are a spiritual people, we begin to believe that God, this God who loves us, the God we are connected to in creation and covenant and redemption through Jesus Christ, is the God of both the profound and the ordinary. That there is never a time when God says, this is boring, you're on your own. God is with us in the most boring parts of life. In the most ordinary parts of life, God is leading us through. And those things, even the ordinary, become profound because we are walking with God. We are walking in the Spirit of God. And then our ordinary moments in that Spirit of God become profound. And the profound moments of life, those life-altering moments of life, those revelations that change our thinking, give us new insights, those become ordinary because we are in tune with God, who is the profound. Life itself becomes both profound and ordinary at the same time. We can go through just normal life, and yet God can do amazing things. And we can see amazing things and know that in God, that's just normal life. That God is already amazing. We live this because we are connected to that powerful God. And we have things in our life, in our church, in our traditions that help us with this. Today we are practicing Holy Communion, as we do on a regular basis. And on one level, this is very ordinary. We have bread and we have juice. And our tradition is to take a pinch of this bread and dip it into the cup of juice, and we eat the bread with the little juice on it. The bread is nothing special. The juice, nothing special. It's just bought in a store. It's ordinary. And yet, because we are a people of faith, because we are a people of prayer, and we pray God's presence upon these elements, they become something very profound. They remind us of the broken body of Jesus that's represented by the bread. They remind us of the spilled blood of Jesus on the cross that is represented by that juice. And if we will open our minds and our hearts to the reality of God's presence, the very grace and presence of Jesus Christ is in these elements. That on a spiritual level, we are taking in the very body and blood of Christ. Not on a physical level, but on a spiritual level. We receive a measure of God's grace and presence into our very life. This becomes the symbol of both the ordinary and the profound at the same time. That the very ordinary bread and cup that is on one level physically nothing special becomes the most profound thing that we can experience in this life, the presence of Jesus himself, that we practice both the ordinary and the profound at the same time. If we believe that this is just ordinary, that we're just receiving bread and a little juice, then it can mean almost nothing because we have rejected the profound. If we are waiting for something supernatural to take place and it doesn't, we might be disappointed. But we've forgotten that it doesn't have to be some profound supernatural thing, that it's profound in itself as we open our spirit to God. We don't have to have rays of light physically coming through the building for it to be a profound moment. It can be profound in our spirit, in our hearts, as we open our hearts to the presence of Jesus Christ. These type of rituals that we find in the church are the teaching tools and the experience that we have to understand that Jesus, the profound grace of Jesus himself, is in the ordinary of just bread and juice. And the ordinary, just bread and juice, is profound in the experience and the presence of Jesus himself. My prayer is you'll experience that today, both the ordinary and the profound, as we receive this bread and this juice. So let's spend a moment and let's pray and let's ask God for that experience. God, we ask that you open our hearts, open our minds to the reality of this moment, of knowing what you have done for us in giving your body, spilling your blood for our redemption. And we are reminded of that moment as we take this bread, we take this cup, and remember what you have done for us. Help it to be your presence in a profound way in these very ordinary elements. And through this, teach us, Lord, that everything in life has your profound presence in the ordinary things of life, so that our journey itself is an experience in your spirit. And so we ask, Lord, that you would pour out your Holy Spirit on all of us gathered here, and on these gifts of bread and the cup. Make them be for us the body and the blood of Christ, that we might be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. Lord, make us one with Christ and one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at that heavenly banquet. In this place, Lord, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen.